It is time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. This report brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. The Cam Cougar boys played a well-rounded game last night and took down the Exira EHK Spartans 73-53. The Cougars got into the rhythm early and jumped on top 15-7 at the end of the first quarter. That lead would swell to 37-19 by halftime, and the Cougars never looked back. The offense fed off of some fast break chances, and it was a solid shooting night for the Cougars. Cam head coach Nick Hodges loved the way that his team played.
When we can hold the guys or get a turnover, a missed shot, and rebound and clear it, you know, that's when we're at our best. We got out in our transition a lot more tonight, and even if we don't get a bucket off of it, a lot of times we get them running back on D and pull it back out, swing it back around for an open look. And I thought we finally, you know, offensively played a lot better game than we've played for a while here, and it wasn't just hanging it on the defense.
The Cougars were able to avenge one of their four losses on the season. They dropped the road game against the Spartans back on January 7th, 58-48. The Cougars made up a lot of great extra passes to turn a good look into a great one, and Coach Hodges said when they do that, they're a tough team to defend.
We've had a few games where maybe we didn't see or weren't paying attention to that extra pass, and for the most part all year long, that's how we're so balanced, is we're willing to share the ball. But I thought tonight was the perfect example. You know, we made those extra passes, and it turned into some easy buckets for us, you know, and that's part of being a good team, is being willing to share the basketball. Yeah.
Well, Connor McKee had another big night for the Cougars, dropping in 24 points in a night after he scored 15 against Audubon. Connor said he was feeling confident heading into the game.
Yeah, coming off of the game last night, my shot just felt really good, so I just kept shooting, and, you know, they just kept falling, so I just kept on attacking, and if I was open, I'd shoot it. If I wasn't, I'd kick it out for the open man.
McKee also thought the Cougars did a great job of sharing the ball.
Yeah, sometimes in practice he says that we're too unselfish, but, you know, that's the way we like playing. We like sharing the ball to get everyone some good looks, and it just worked out tonight.
Cam improves to 15-4 with a victory. They'll travel to Peyton Sherdan on Monday. Exira EHK was led by 23 points from Creighton Nelson as the Spartans dropped to 10-9 on their season. They'll host Boyer Valley on Monday. In other boys basketball action, it was ACGC over Woodward Academy, 71-47. Boyer Valley downing West Harrison, 50-38. Carroll beat Boone, 71-60. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln was a 63-45 winner over Sioux City East in boys hoops. Creston beat to Red Oak, 82-40. Atlantic fell to Denison Schleswig, 67-55. Was East Mills over Essex, 76-17. Afton East Union over Southeast Warren, 68-55. Also in boys basketball action, Fremont Mills beat Griswold, 57-25. In overtime, it was Glenwood downing St. Albert, 60-59. Glidden Ralston beat Coon Rapids Baird, 62-49. The IKM Manning boys were a 47-40 winner over Logan Magnolia. Gamper Catholic beat up on Shenandoah, 77-43. Lewis Central was a 73-62 winner over Harlan. Also, Mount Air beat Bedford, 67-55. Nottoway Valley was a 74-33 winner over Lennox. Sydney boys beat Clarinda Academy, 74-37 in basketball. Trainer downed AHSTW, 75-46. Also, it was Tri-Center over Riverside by a score of 68-34. Underwood downing Missouri Valley, 71-45. Winterset was a 59-43 winner over Carlisle. Woodbine beat Arweva Westside, 65-41. And it was Ridgeview over Westwood Sloan, 27-26 in boys' hoops. In girls' action, Denison Schleswig was a 46-40 winner over the Atlantic Trojans. AHSTW was a 39-33 winner over Trainer. ADM beat Bondurant Farrar, 62-57. Boyer Valley was a 66-50 winner over West Harrison in girls' hoops. Other action saw Carroll beat Boone, 49-24. In overtime, it was Coon Rapids Bayard over Glidden Ralston, 25-20. East Mills beating Essex, 57-15. Other girls' action, Fremont Mills over Griswold, 62-14. Glenwood beating St. Albert, 79-57. IKM Manning was a 37-28 winner over Logan Magnolia. Kemper Catholic beat Shenandoah, 59-42. Lewis Central girls down to the Harlan Cyclones, 54-47. It was Mount Air over Bedford, 49-39. Ottawa Valley beating Lennox, 66-31. Red Oak girls had a 55-35 victory over Creston. Seymour beat Orient Maxburg, 57-56. It was Sioux City East over Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, 48-42. Liberty Center Southeast Warren over Afton East Union, 53-50. The Tri-Center Neola girls picked off a 66-45 win over Oakland Riverside. Underwood down Missouri Valley, 78-19, and Winterset beat Carlisle, 53-36. Also, it was Woodbine over Arweva, 57-41. Well, the postseason gets underway today for Class 1A and 2A wrestlers with sectional meets across the state. The first and second place finishers in each weight class advance to the district meets next Saturday, the 15th. The top two teams at each site will qualify for regional team dual competition next Tuesday night. The Atlantic Cam grapplers will be at Class 2A, Sectional 3 at 8 a.m. today, along with ADM, Creston, Orient, Maxburg, Greene County, Kemper Catholic, Panorama, and Winterset. The action gets underway at noon with admission $6 for all spectators. The other 2A, Sectional 4, will be at Glenwood and includes the Rams, along with Clarinda, Harlan, Red Oak, Shenandoah, and Southwest Iowa, Sydney. The winners from the 2A sites will compete at the districts in Atlantic next week. Area 1A sectional sites include Missouri Valley, ACGC, and Riverside. Boys swimmers across the state will try to qualify for state meet at the district meets today. The top 24 individual and relay times from across the state qualify for the state meet, which is next Saturday in Iowa City. The Atlantic Boys Swim Team will compete at the Johnston District site. They'll be joined there by Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln and TJ, Des Moines Hoover North, Des Moines Lincoln, Grinnell, Johnston, Lewis Central, and West Des Moines Valley. Action gets underway at noon today, and again, admission is $6. Other district sites include Ankeny, Clinton, Fort Dodge, Marion, Linmar, and Marshalltown. And you can hear from Atlantic head coach Dean Junker on this morning's Coaches Show beginning at 8:30 here on KJAN with Chris Parks. Elsewhere in sports, the 17th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes look to bounce back from a humiliating loss at Purdue when they host Nebraska tonight. Pregame is at 4 o'clock with a tip-off at 5 here on KJAN. The Hawks are coming off a 104-68 loss to the Boilermakers, but Coach Fran McCaffrey has not felt the need to challenge his team.
I think the perception is, you know, you play poorly, and the coach's responsibility is to go in and turn over every chair and scream at everybody. And somehow that's miraculously going to change what just happened. You know, I think we all have to be more professional than that.
Nebraska won the first game in Lincoln, but McCaffrey said revenge is not part of the game plan.
They played better than us that night. Okay, what do we have to do to play better when we play them the next time? I think that's, again, goes back to the first thing I said. That's the professional way to approach it.
Iowa State opens the second half of the Big 12 race at home tonight against Kansas State. Tip time is at 7 p.m. The Cyclones have lost four straight and at 2-7 share eighth place in the league race with the Wildcats. ISU coach Steve Prohm said the Cyclones need to step up defensively. Finally in sports, Bryce Callip and Alexa Willard scored 13 points each, and number 24 Missouri State handed Northern Iowa's first home loss of the season, 66-55 last night. Jasmine Franklin added 10 points and 10 rebounds for the Bears, who won their fifth straight. Missouri State took the lead for good with 9 straight points, capped at 44-35 by Willard's jumper with 5:55 left in the third quarter. The Panthers cut the deficit to 3 with a pair of three-pointers, but that was as close as they would get. Carly Rucker had 13 points and Cynthia Wolf added 10 for Northern Iowa. Sports brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.